This is a free Off The Ball podcast. For access to the best GAA analysis from the likes of Tommy Walsh, Richie Hogan, Seamus Flanagan, Sarah O'Donovan, Pat Ryan, Jim Gavin, Darren O'Sullivan, Stephen Rochford and David Hyland, become an Off The Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Welcome along to another episode of Sounds of the Summer. I look back on some of the biggest GAA stories which have dominated the intercounty scene over the last few months. This podcast series will take a look back at some of the most gripping talking points throughout what was a sensational summer of sport, and also look ahead to what could come next. In this episode, Antrim hurling legend Terence McNaughton joined Gerry Gilroy and Cullen Buhig on Off The Ball Breakfast back in February and spoke about the state of the current Antrim team under the then tutelage of Dave Fitzgerald.
And what is going on in Antrim, beaten by Kildare in the league, 3-3 under Davy this year. Terence McNaughton joins us this morning. Terence, how are you?
How are you, boys? Good morning.
I don't think it's been this bad before, has it?
Well, we haven't lost Kildare since 1980. Apparently I read that somewhere, but no, it's bad now. It's confidence is low in the players, and within the county there's a lot of talk going on and out there. We're definitely looking relegation in the face here, I feel, going forward. Like, it's not looking good.
Where are the seeds of this sown? Because it doesn't seem as if it's come from nowhere.
No, well, it's a twofold answer. Like, what's wrong with Antrim hurling's a different question. What's wrong with Antrim team is another argument. Like, what's wrong with it? They say at the minute, I think they're lacking in confidence. I think the system's not working that they're trying to play. It hasn't been since Davy arrived. I'll explain it in very lame terms. Like, we take a short puck out, Paddy Burke gets it, he runs out the field, breaks a tackle, looks up, Kobe's inside with four men around him. So what he does, he offloads it to somebody 10 yards to his left, passes the decision on to him, he launches it in. There's four men on Kobe. Like, there's good players there, but they're not getting a chance with the system. Like, and even, like, or they get turned over and then there's a 3v3 inside. I just don't understand it, and that's true. And I'm trying to explain it there, what's happening. Like, I don't think the players are confident in it themselves. I don't think they have belief in it, because even when the ball does go in, Kobe's a serious hurler, but it's like nobody's going to one ball and four against four. And to be fair to Davy, his back's to the wall, because we've lost the likes of Conor McCann and Neil McManus over the past 4 years. They were big, strong men, won on balls, but the style of player we have now is smaller and lighter and faster, and we don't seem to be playing to them, and they're getting caught up in this middle section where there's a traffic jam, and there's one inside against four, and then when the ball's eventually turned over in that middle third, the ball goes in and there's 3v3 inside or 2v2, and we don't seem to be taking our full back line, we don't seem to be supporting our forward line. Like, I don't have a team of statistics, but I think I'm near sure we scored 4 points from play with the six forwards and the ones that came on. I think there was eight forwards in 76 minutes, only scored 4 points from play. Like, and that's not just Kildare. And like, I would like to make the point too, it's all talk how bad Antrim is, but Kildare have improved. Kildare's a good side. You know, they're coming and they're doing a lot of work there and have been as years on the age level and that there. So it's a bit disrespectful to Kildare to put all the how bad Antrim is, but we should be putting up a better fight than we did. Like, I felt watching it was a 10-point hammering. Like, it could have been more, and you know, and but again, it was the same against Clare, it was the same against Offaly last year. Davy just seems to be setting his ways and out there. But what's wrong with them hurling is there's still this belief that if you speak with Southern accent out there, we're going to take the magic warm-up and flick the switch and tell us a secret what's going on. And that's not the problem. I've been saying it since I'm blue in the face. Like, we're putting a very fancy roof on a house that has no foundations. We need to expose our juveniles to that standard of hurling a lot earlier. And it's as simple as that. Like, you know, our under-20s have a great management team, all local lads, all very experienced. And they would nearly be the obvious progressor to Davy when Davy goes. But like, they could beat by 27 points against Dublin last week. So like, it's worrying times for them. But like, and again, in defence of Davy, like, I believe that the Antrim leagues, the club teams are not as good as they were. Like, club hurling's poor in Antrim at the minute. Like, if you take our county champions this year, got a bad beating against Stockneil, who got a bad beating in All Ireland semi final. So I know it's not easy to say, but if we're two bad beatings away from being competitive, and it, club level at the minute, you know, and there's a whole lot of things going on there. And even the fact that, like, I know Willie had a matter, the new hurling director, he had a meeting in Belfast, it must be 2 years ago, was going to do something, but to my knowledge, nothing's been done yet, not there. And it's I can see the good in forming new clubs, and nobody would object to that, but if the old clubs are dying off, like, there's a tradition in West Belfast, there's clubs there to be played, and it is the second biggest city in the country, and we just seem to be throwing good money after bad year after year after year, and nothing changes. Nobody thinks outside the box. Nobody does anything. County board after county board after county board just keep burying their heads in the sand and don't make any decisions or don't make any relief. And that's just... this is nothing new. I've been saying this, and so is a lot of other people. I just happen to be the one that you asked to come on here to voice, but this is the view within the county is years and years. Like, and but bringing somebody of the quality of Davy Fitz up and think he's going to flick a switch and everything's going to be right. Like, we didn't lose a Leinster title last year or the year before, because we had a bad manager, or we don't compete in all because of a bad manager. It's the quality of player we have and exposing that there. Like, it's the wee things. Like, you take, I seen a goal there, Cian Lynch grabs a ball, surrounded by Kilkenny, hand pass out, and he puts it 24 yards out to the left of Aaron Gillan, turns around, sticks in the net. That system is okay when you have them quality of players and everybody's working. But even if you look at the game on Sunday, whenever Kobe got a ball, he was surrounded. It's not giving the young fella a chance, because he is down to Caelan Malloy was running around in circles, nobody supporting him when he came on. James McNaughton gets the ball, goes in a run, there's nobody coming off his shoulder, breaking through from that crowded area. And it's just getting punched in the face week after week after week with the same thing. It's what's the saying? The sign of madness is keep doing what they're doing, expecting a different result. And we're not playing a system that suits the players we have, I feel. That's my opinion. Davy and his backroom team always have a different opinion. That's fair enough, but I would like to see us, the next reason, just going man to man and going at it. We couldn't be any worse.
Terence, there's loads in that you said, and it goes beyond any one person at all, but I do wonder at the same time, with everything you said in mind, what is it that attracted Davy to the Antrim job, do you think?
Well, you're wanting me to say the obvious, aren't you? Like, it's like we have a group of another 20s there, and they're all local, and they are very talented, good coaches not there. And but Davy came with this All Ireland under his CV and all that there, and I know people had the right intentions and that there, but we have piles of outside managers and that there, and they never really done any better than any of the rest of us did. You know, we didn't set the world alight. Like, Darren was very good at the players on board. We were hard to beat in Corrigan, but we beat Wexford. Then we'd go next week to Nolan Park, and Dublin would just blow us out. It was the consistency. But what attracted Davy was, he'd probably seen as a challenge and that there, and, you know, and it's obviously getting well supplied for his his travelings and that there, let's be honest. And that's just a fact of life. But that's not the problem. My problem is we seem to be thinking that the powers to be thinking because you're Davy Fitz or you're this here. Like when I was involved, I got Liam Sheedy alongside me for 2 years. And Liam's a great man, two All-Irelands out there, but there was no light bulb moment where said, this is where we're going wrong. Now we can go on and win an All-Ireland. If you don't have that quality of player coming through, when we lose Neil McManus, we didn't replace like with like, or, you know, that sort of like, I use him and Conor McCann because they were big physical players. They could hold the ball up, catch a ball, cause problems. But now that's gone. We've got, like, our best forwards is Kobe, Conor, who is a class act, but we're not seeing the best of him. It was like Clifford in a football. If you have four men around him, it doesn't matter how good he is, he's going to be tied up. And that's what's happening at the minute. I think it was Liam Watson said, we're trying to play Hurlingham football, and he's not far off the mark. We're kind of trying to not give the ball away, but guys are, it's okay for the likes of Paddy Burke, who's experienced, but then he lays it off and he's passing the buck off. He looks up and sees that there's nothing on, so he puts it 15 yards sideways, and now it's passed to a guy who's not composing the ball, that gets overturned or gives a hand pass away, gets cut out, next thing they're in for a goal, and we've got 2v2 or 3v3 and our backs are, you know, getting exposed. I just can't get my head around it, like, you know.
There has been a project called Galefast in Belfast since, so I was just looking there, 2018 or 2017 it came in, and there was a lot
made.
No,
they only changed the name off it in 2017. It was there long before that.
Was it? Okay, right. And in 2018 there was an announcement it was going to be $1 million invested over 5 years, so 200 grand a year. Is there nothing coming from that at all?
It's the biggest waste of money that I can see wasted in the GAA. And it's gone on since I was playing. They've been, since ever the coaches come out, and there is, and I've said this problem, the problem is, if I go into my primary school and I coach, I can bring every young girl and every young boy to my club. You can, as a coach, enter a school in West Belfast, you have a classroom, there's maybe 9 clubs, and that's class. So you can't, there's no school link. All you've been doing for 6 weeks, you're taking kids out onto a playground, and it's a waste of money. And it has been. We have come up with ideas, and I was the one that went to Grove Park and asked for a thing and got the £1 million and came back, and we had a plan, and the clubs voted against it. We wanted to break Belfast into 5 sections and create street league teams and that there. And I told this to Willie Marr, I told it to Polly Butler, and I told it to Martin Fogarty, and they all said that's a great idea, but the clubs don't buy in it, and we keep throwing bad money after bad money since I would say the past 25-30 years. And you're talking 200,000, I'm talking millions we have wasted, and there is, nobody can ever show me one sign where that he's there because of that or that there. And it's just, it keeps going on and on and on. County board after county board after county board. Crow Park, like, Jarlath came out, he's going to promote Hurling. And I have talked to Jarlath and I've talked to Willie and that there. I don't see anything changed or anything done. And we keep burying our head in the sand. And it's not only Antrim, it's Down as well. And Ulster Hurling, like, we've got the biggest elephant in the room. We have Ulster football, which is a monstrosity of a thing to be up against in Ulster. Like, Armagh, Tyrone, they're all staunch football counties, and rightly so. But there's pockets of areas like South Derry, the Arch Peninsula and that there, and North Antrim that are so, like, St John's have won the county title this year, so it's the first time since 73, I think. And Rossa won it once in 2004. That's twice in my lifetime. You know, and there's clubs in Belfast that are, they're 5 minor clubs together to make up a minor team. They come to Cowshendall and we blow them out to get. And we have a population of 1,200. Like, there's thousands and thousands of young boys from the age of 5 to 12 that have never held the hurdle in West Belfast. And there's 19 clubs, I think, from the bottom of the Falls Road to Twinbrook, which is basically top of the Falls Road. There's too many clubs to start with.
So When you bring the plan to divide the city into street leagues, to divide West Belfast into street leagues, why did the club say no? What, like, what's their rationale behind it?
Because...
What are they scared of?
My plan was, or not my plan, our plan was that we would send coach into to four primary schools in that area. Say you take Lower Falls and you say, right, there's four primary schools. You get a team out of them four primary schools. We play in the Ford Park and up onto they become 12. They don't go near any club. They're coached by Antrim. They're coached there. And then after 12, they can choose a club because once you get into a school, as I said, the problem is you need the club school link. You have to bring the kids to the club. What you're doing in a school for an hour and a class for 6 hours, for 6 weeks, is a waste of time unless you connect it to a club. And the problem in Belfast, because there's so many clubs in the one school and the one class, you can't go and say, right, I want you all to meet me at St John's tonight. We're going to play that there. And that's the problem because other clubs have cracked up. He's poaching our players, blah, blah, blah. And that goes on and they fight with each other all the time. And their juvenile systems is not working. We're not producing that there. And it's so easy fixed if people would just sit down and take the egos out of it and just say, right, and let's break West Belfast into five areas, all them schools, and say to a coach, there's your job. I want an under 10 team, an under 8 team, and that there so that we... So that when you come from not a GA family and Turf Lodge or something, and you don't have a GA background, that everybody in that street is playing for the same club and the same area, like parochialism, what the GA is formed on, what we all love. We want to beat them share, up the road.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. We don't like them on 5 miles round the road, so let's beat them. Or Twinbrook hits Lower Falls, and things create a street league so that non-GA people are seeing their wee Johnny and wee Mary playing for their area, and then coach them. Because once you plant a seed in a kid and you see him pick a ball and strike a ball and hit a ball, you've planted that seed, that'll grow. Once you get them to 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, if they're and fall in love with the game, you've got them. And then they can choose what club to go to. But that's like, this is nothing new. I've been santering on about this for years and years and years. You need to do something. Like West Belfast is such a massive area, massive population, that it's so underdeveloped, it's scary. And no harm, but we're running around trying to start clubs in Cavan and Armagh where they would break every hurdle that they see if it took over from the football. And that's the reality. But I don't know. I feel like a stuck record. I was even questioning coming on here the day because I knew what I'm going to say about Davey's going to get highlighted and Davey's going to use me as an example of giving off. But Jesus, Davey, your tactics is driving me mental. Conor Cunningham is a good hurler. He's as good a young forward, flying machine, lovely stick. He's not going to mark four men or three men and out there. He's not big and strong. He needs a ball like Aaron Gillan got, 20 yards out in front of him, run on. Like the first score Antrim got, the ball was delivered in. Kobe ran out, caught it. He had four men to beat. And he got fouled. He ended up getting fouled. James McNaughton picks a ball up in the middle, runs through, and there's nobody coming off to give it. So he runs into a traffic jam. Caelan Malloy comes off, runs around him, has to run around like a circle, like trying to get away, and there's nobody coming off, and there doesn't seem any support play. I just think the players are lacking belief and lacking confidence. Like, there's good players there. I don't believe we're going to want to lose our title or anything. I'd say, what I keep saying is when we lose the likes of Conor McCann and Neil McManus, them big physical players, we need to change to adapt to that system. And for some unknown reason, Davey has this system and he is sticking with it by hell or high water, and the dogs in the street can tell you this is not working. So I don't have an all-earned on my bet. I played in an Antrim team that were competitive for a very long time, but I've managed every team in Antrim twice, and I have a bit of an idea, and I know a good hurler when I see one. But we are starving our good hurler. We need to go to Down. We need to go to Newry and go at Down. And go at Down and go at Carlow and give ourselves a fighting chance and just say, to hell with this, let's just go for this. You know, no more silly tides, because we're trying to ask guys to play a system that they're not capable of playing because they're not composed in the ball. There's no Adam Englishes or Kane Lynch's out there that seem to be like their generational players. Kane Lynch is so composed in the ball, it doesn't matter anyway, they find somebody out there. Other lads, once they get a ball, they panic, they look up and they see there's nothing on. So Paddy Burke is good at carrying the ball, but you can see it on Sunday. And many times he came out, he broke tackles, looked up the field, says there's no point putting it in there, so he offloads it and just passes the buck to a guy 15 yards to the left. Now this guy isn't experienced or isn't as comfortable in the ball or composed, so he gets overturned and then everybody blames him. You know, and it's as simple as that.
This is a free Off the Ball podcast. For access to the best GAA analysis from the likes of Tommy Walsh, Richie Hogan, Seamus Flanagan, Sarah O'Donovan, Pat Ryan, Jim Gavin, Darren O'Sullivan, Stephen Rochford and David Hyland, become an Off the Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.